At camp, we play a game called Women Stand Up. We stand up for what we've accomplished. We stand up when we've been hurt. And we stand up for our truth. Women stand up. All of the intelligent engineers, painters, and singers. The brilliant architects, chemists, mechanics, and dancers. Stand up, not just because you are a woman, but because you've accomplished something amazing. You have been you. To the non-believers, don't be surprised at what we can do. For the world tries to separate women and education just as much as they try to separate art and science. Unfortunately for them, we can't be classified as art people or science people. We can't be stopped by your inability to innovate. We aren't just people. The headlines won't read, "First woman to do." They will simply state, "First to do." Because when we succeed, why does the gender matter? We are the out-of-the-box thinkers, the creative organizers. Our veins pulse with numbers, colors, emotions, ideas, intelligence, compassion, confidence. Women stand up because we are the listeners. We are the ones who understand. We are the ones who bring life into the world and science and art and love. It's interesting men think they can harm us. It's ridiculous they believe they can control us. Everyone is capable of harm. Let's stop fitting a stereotype. We have the potential. We, the women of the world, we, the future leaders of the world, cannot afford to make excuses. Because even though we are just as qualified to do the job, their job, we have to work harder to be listened to. Women give respect, even though sometimes we aren't granted the same courtesy. So women stand up because we are strong, beautiful, and above all else, smart and capable. Guess who invented the paper bag? Windshield wipers, alphabet blocks, liquid paper, dishwashers, Monopoly, and Kevlar? Women. Guess who rules Switzerland, Poland, Chile, Germany, Brazil, Jamaica, and Denmark? All women. Women stand up because confidence is key. We are key to reinventing our homes, our worlds, and our truth.